You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Jordan Bastian at MLB.com, and again, kind of stepping away from our usual podcast format. I'm going to sit down with Jabba Chamberlain this week. Jabba, how you doing?
Everything's good. Liking the Arizona spring training. It's my first one, so I'm enjoying it. That's definitely something new, and the weather's great, and you know, enjoying it so far.
What have you thought of this team? I mean, coming in here, you know, a new team again for you. You know, coming in as a non-roster guy, though. I think Tito's kind of explained to you, you know, non-roster doesn't necessarily mean, you know, maybe what people think. Like, you're a part of the team here in spring, and it doesn't necessarily diminish your chances of making the team. Just what have you thought of how they've handled that aspect of bringing you in here, and just your thoughts on the team?
Yeah, everything's been great. We started the process early and kind of came in to this and we put our heads together and try to figure out, you know, ways to get better in the aspect of delivery and everything that goes. And we kind of all came to the common denominator of you know, something we could work on. So we started early, and it's been great. Just the communication's been awesome from the get-go about, you know, what we need to do, you know, how we need to accomplish it, and the ways we're going to go about it. So everything from there has been great. And, you know, coming to camp and, you know, getting in and being with the guys, that's the part that you miss. And, you know, the off-season's fun to kind of step away, but at the same time, it's nice to get back in here and hang with the guys and just enjoy the time that you spend together. And, you know, as games get going and it starts, you know, you start kicking into another gear. And, you know, it's a fun time of the year, definitely.
Big G was in here. Jason Giambi, you know, you guys obviously were teammates in the past. What was that like seeing Big G here in camp as a coach?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. I mean, it's a guy that I've leaned on, you know, a lot of my career and just talking. And, you know, when we came over here, it was you know, the way that he talked about the organization and the way that they handle things was unbelievable. And, you know, just be able to you know, to lean on a guy like that who's been around, who's done a lot of things and has great knowledge of the game. And, you know, it's so funny to see a teammate that you played with and then, you know, he comes in and now he's like the teacher. It's fun to see.
Now, you guys, obviously, yeah, this is the big story back in Cleveland. Jabba Chamberlain's here, bug game guy. Big G was here, and, you know, he talked a little bit about that. And just briefly, what's your memories of that day? And, you know, do you find this whole experience kind of funny that you end up in this uniform?
I mean, I guess it comes full circle, right? No, I mean, it's one of those things you look back and, you know, I was just, you know, new in the big leagues for a few months and, you know, playing that situation. That team was unbelievable in 07. You know, pitching staff and, you know, guys that from the top of the lineup to the middle lineup and so on. So, you know, just obviously it was my first year in the big leagues. It was my first postseason and, you know, just, you know, got to experience something that I hopefully don't have to experience again. But at the same time, you know, it's something you look back at and it gives you a, you know, sense of like, hey, there's nothing that can happen to me on the field now that hasn't already happened. So, you know, it's fun. I mean, it wasn't fun at the time, but at the same time, you know, it gives you something to look back on and laugh about and to grow from, definitely.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I live less than a mile from the lake in the Cleveland area, and there are nights in the summer when they're all over the screen, the windows, and you walk out, we've got to run out to the mailbox and dodge them. It's a little different. I'm not pitching in the playoffs, but, you know, so they're still there. I just want to warn you.
Okay.
There might be some nights when they're out there.
Well, at the same time now, at least we know how to take care of them.
That's right.
So now I'm on the other side of the fence, so hopefully they'll take care of me a little bit better this time.
You said you were picking them out of your eyes?
Yeah, it was like when I was done, they were in every crevice. I mean, behind my ears, in my ears, like wiping from my eyes. And, yeah, it was, you know, looking back, you don't really – you know, focus on it, you know,
right,
trying to get people out. But at the same time, I walked into the clubhouse and Matsui hit, you know, tapped me on the back, whatever, and I saw a bunch of them fly away, and I was like, wow, I guess that was a little bit worse than I thought.
And I see on your hand you have your son's name tattooed. You got a bunch of tattoos here. But Carter obviously has played a huge role for you. You said even signing here, you consulted him. You know, you wanted to see what his reaction was. I think when you went to Detroit, same thing, just – what kind of role has he played along those lines? You said, like, he's the one guy who's going to give it to you straight.
Yeah, I mean, it's things that you get presented from your child who he's grown up in this game. It's the only thing he really knows. But at the same time, you can talk to your agent, talk to, you know, other players and stuff, and get their opinions and perspectives of what the situation may be. But at the same time, you know, I ask a 9-year-old, and it's not to say that every other conversation you have isn't genuine, because they are, because those are the people you consult. But at the same time, you know, he's asking questions that maybe other people don't even think about or don't even, you know, register with them. And so it's just, it gives me a different view. It gives me a different perspective of what he sees. And at the end of the day, you know, I play this game to be the best, but at the same time, I play it for him and to make sure that, you know, when all this is said and done, he can learn from this game and learn, you know, what it takes to be successful and what goes into it. And it's a process. And, you know, everybody, you know, sees the 9 innings that we play, but there's so much more that goes into it. You know, obviously it's a huge sacrifice for your family to play this game and to be away from them. And so, you know, for him, it's just, you know, he thinks about travel. He thinks about, is there direct flights? Is there layovers? And that's, you know, it's not first and foremost in your mind when you're going through all these things. And, you know, to kind of take a step back and ask him to, you know, basically give his opinion on okay, you know, where are we going, Dad? What are we doing? What division are we in? You know, and he's thinking about, is he going to see, you know, old friends and guys that, you know, that I've played with before. So, yeah, he's a huge part. He's, you know, it's a very integral part of him. And, you know, I'm excited he's coming down next week. So, you know, he's finally, you know, gets a little spring break, gets to come to Arizona. He's never been to Arizona. So, I'm looking forward to that, too. So, he's pumped, and he's not a real excitable kid, but I think he's pretty excited.
His biggest concern was Brantley a cool guy?
That was huge. Yeah, it was huge. And so, you know, obviously he knows about the bug game and everything. And but, yeah, that was the one thing. He's like, Dad, is Brantley cool? And I was like, no, he's terrible. But, no, he's great. He's, you know, Brant and I have had a thing for the last few years. It's, you know, he's so serious, but I always try to get him to smile, and it's funny. I'll yell at him from the pen in Detroit, or usually he's on first base in the first inning. So, most of the time I can get him at first base, too, as long as he doesn't hit a double or a homer, so we're good.
You got a few guys like that here. You got him like that. They call him Dr. Smooth here.
Yeah.
Because he's so stoic. And then you got Kluber, who fans have taken to calling him Klubot because he's so robotic out there. So you got a couple guys that you can try and, you know, get them to crack.
Yeah, you know, that's half the battle. You know, I've had some challenges in my career with that, and I got Mike Mussina to break, so that was a tough one. That's part of the fun on this team and seeing those guys. And, you know, obviously from afar you see, you know, Klubs and the things he's did and Brantley obviously in those aspects, but, you know, it's fun to be in the clubhouse and kind of see truly genuinely the way they are, and it's been fun to get to know these guys.
You got to watch this team the last few years from the opposite dugout from division rivals. So what was your impression of them then? And, you know, that obviously the pitching staff obviously jumps out, you know, the rotation, but just what was your impression of this team? And
I think it's just it's always a battle. It's, you know, you never blow them out. It's just they always fight and claw, and, you know, I think that, you know, it starts, you know, from the top. And I think that's the dynamic that, you know, you create for the clubhouse and the atmosphere and the energy that you've brought in. And, you know, I think the front office done a tremendous job on that. And it was just never, you knew it was going to be a battle. You knew, you know, once they, you know, were in it, that it was going to be a dogfight. And, you know, just to be able to, you know, fight and claw all the way through. And, you know, you know, first half of the year is always a different story with them, and the second half is another story. And, you know, just to try to put those two together now, and, you know, necessarily the season isn't won at the beginning of the year, but it can be lost. And, you know, every game is important. We've seen the last few years that it come down to a playoff game. You know, 162, people are like, maybe that one game we led away in May could be the difference between us playing in a playoff game or just being in the playoffs. So, you know, every game is important, every pitch is important, and, you know, I think, you know, it's the aspect that they know they've been slow starters, and, you know, to try and come in and change that, and, you know, just be able to understand that, you know, every 162 counts, and, you know, we have the guys to do it. We have the pitching staff, we have the guys in the clubhouse, we, you know, obviously bringing in pieces of the puzzle. I mean, it's, you know, when we leave, there's a 25-man roster, but at the same time, you know, it's going to take more than 25 guys to win this thing, and we all understand that. And, you know, to have the talent that we do and the pieces of the puzzle that we have and that we brought in, you know, it's it's a recipe for a lot of success.
Now, I mean, they weren't able to go out and get that big $200 million bat or anything like that, but they brought in some complimentary guys, you know, Napoli, you know, yourself and a bunch of guys for the bullpen, Uribe for third base, Rajay Davis. A lot of these guys have that postseason experience, a veteran experience. So, I mean, they're one-year deals, but how much can those guys sort of, exactly what you're talking about, that postseason experience?
You know, I think it's a great value. I mean, everybody, you know, sees experience or whatever, but at the same time, being able to put some guys that have been in the playoffs, guys that have won World Series, and, you know, there's a comfort level that comes with that of being in those situations, knowing, you know, you have to slow the game down. And as talented as this is, it's a different ball game. It's a different bird once you get in those positions. And, you know, Game 6 of World Series, it's a different game. It is. And you bring guys in that have had that and have seen and felt it and been through it and succeeded at that point. Yeah, I think that's just an added value that is not undervalued, but a value that a lot of people don't think about. And, you know, just the comfort level of being able to lean on a guy that's been there before, that understands it. At the same time, you have guys that haven't been there that are hungry to do it. Mm-hmm. And so you feed off each other. You feed off the hunger of wanting to get there and wanting to accomplish your end goal. And there's only one team that finishes this thing the best. And your end goal is to be that team. And, you know, there's a couple guys that have had that pleasure. I mean, Tito's done it, mm-hmm. and he understands what it takes. And so I think that's just the value that you bring towards that aspect of the game is very important to the piece of the puzzle.
And now their secret weapon, they have someone with not only postseason experience, but postseason Cleveland midge experience, and these new guys can now lean on you.
Yeah.
How do we deal with those guys?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it was funny. I was having a conversation with Lonnie today, and I guess that year they actually had somebody in that made a potion or whatever you want to call it of the stuff to get rid of them or to make sure that they're not as bad. So, yeah, I mean, it all comes full circle here. almost 10 years later here we sit, and, you know, hopefully we're in that situation again.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're in that situation where there's no bugs and we're in the playoffs and we come out on top.
All right. Thanks, Chava. I appreciate you taking the time.
No problem. Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.